WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Board of Education has approved Chicago Public Schools' $9.9 billion budget proposal. The unanimous decision follows pressure from the Chicago Teachers Union, Mayor Brandon Johnson, and even some board members. So I sat down with WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp to talk about what this budget means for CPS staff and students. $9.9 billion sounds like a lot of money, but is it? I started by asking Sarah to break down what exactly this year's budget can cover. Here she is.
Well, it is an increase from last year. So last year they had expected to spend about $9.4 billion. Most of that increase is because last year they had a very, very small amount of money for capital projects like renovating schools or repairing schools. This year they're taking out $614 million to do capital projects. There's a lot of billions of dollars worth of needed repairs. So this will just fix some things like roofs and boilers and things like that. So that accounts for the biggest part of the increase. There's less federal COVID relief money, though we still have some to spend down. This is the last year that we can use that money. And then the school district is increasing the tax levy to what they can, you know, according to law. So there's a limit that they can increase it, and it's basically inflation, and so they're doing that increase.
I see. The approved budget, it filled a $505 million deficit. So what's been chopped?
Well, you know, the very, very specifics are hard to tell. I mean, in general, what the school district said is that they're not filling vacancies in central office, that there's a hiring freeze, that there are some operational efficiencies, and that also for $220 million, they're doing something called the vacancy savings. And this is expecting for a certain number of positions to either remain unfilled for part of the year or for the entire part of the year. And so they're counting that as a saving. So it's like a negative expense, which is kind of a trick of the accounting thing. So they're adding positions, and then they're expecting for a certain number of them not to be filled.
Oh, my goodness. The budget does not include pension payments, though, for non-teacher staff, which Mayor Johnson was adamant about protecting.
Right.
So help us understand, how are these pensions getting paid?
So that's still an outstanding question. So this is a city pension fund. It's called the Municipal Employees and Annuity Fund. I think that's the right name. So basically, this is a city fund that the non-teaching staff of Chicago Public Schools are a part of. So you're talking like clerks, okay? So people who are not part of the CTU. There's a lot of people that are non-teaching staff of Chicago Public Schools. So as many as 40% to 60% of people in this pension fund are CPS employees. So that's why the city, 5 years ago under Lori Lightfoot, the city said, you know what, Chicago Public Schools needs to pay some of this. And at that point, it was, you know, like $76 million, and then it went up to $90 million, and it has kept going up every year. You know, at the time when Lori Lightfoot said the school district needs to start paying it, the Chicago Teachers Union and other people sort of freaked out and were like, this is terrible, because obviously Chicago Public Schools doesn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so now that Lori Lightfoot's gone, some board members were like, hey, we don't want to pay it. We don't have a lot of money. We are in a financial trouble. We don't think we should pay it. It is the city's responsibility to pay. And so there's been a lot of back room dealing about this pension payment. And I think eventually, actually, I mean, this is just me reading the tea leaves. Eventually, yeah. Chicago Public Schools will wind up paying this. But I think it's going to come with an part of the amended budget that will happen once the Chicago Teachers Union contract, which is currently being negotiated, gets settled.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, there seem to be a lot of the loose threads in this budget. John Anshee, who's the board president, called it unfinished, and he was echoing the mayor's description. Here's a little bit more of Shee.
We acknowledge that this budget's unfinished and we'll have to revisit in the months to come. Everything is on the table. We are all responsible for supporting the success of our students.
So what exactly does this mean?
So it means that it's going to be amended once the teacher's contract is settled. And also, you know, the reason why the mayor said this is going to be amended is because he's still demanding that pension payment. And let me tell you something. The city put the pension payment in its budget. So it's expecting this money. If Chicago Public Schools does not pay, then the city has a hole that it needs to fill. So, you know, the mayor controls the school board.
Yeah,
so
course.
For right now, anyways. And the chances that this school district isn't going to pay is probably fairly low in the long run. So that's what they're saying, that it's unfinished. Now, I think that ultimately what the school district and what the mayor and what everybody would really love is if the state came in and somehow rescued the school district and provided extra money and made it so that they wouldn't have to borrow or do something to make up this money. But Governor Pritzker has recently said, No, thank you. We don't really want to bail you out. The problem is that even if they wind up taking a loan for the pension payment this year and for the teachers' raises or what the other things in the teachers' contract, come next year, they're expecting a much bigger deficit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they don't take a loan, did they offer an alternative plan?
I mean, the plan is behind the scenes, take a loan in the public, force the state or the federal government or somebody else to give us money. But the question is, can you really force them? I mean, what needs to happen to force them?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, but those are the two plans.
So as we mentioned, the Chicago Teachers Union has been a big critic of the budget. Here's one CPS teacher, Michelle Ludwig, whose position was cut last month.
Hundreds of educators have lost their jobs in this city. It has disproportionately increased the vacancy rate in Black and brown schools and lower income communities. This budget relies on staff vacancies. This is unacceptable.
Sarah, talk more about the effect on students when they lose teachers who they had these, you know, trusting relationships with.
Right. So this is the thing. In Chicago Public Schools, there's always this like massive reshuffling, right? And so, you know, even though the school district says we've added overall teaching positions, there are definitely, you know, places where teaching positions were cut for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. What you have is then you have the teachers go into like this pool and they have to find a new job, but then, you know, kids lose teachers. And at the same time, we have this crazy situation where you have positions, you know, as many as like 1,000 positions at once where they don't go filled. Where,
yeah.
And you know, it's some schools, and especially schools on the south side, on the west side, that serve, you know, high poverty students, they have a really hard time finding teachers that fill positions, especially things like science, gym, art, music. These are hard to find teachers. Special education teachers are really hard to find. And so what happens when you have a vacancy that you can't fill? you wind up having kids, you know, in class sizes that are large. You know, sometimes they'll say, okay, we should have two classes of 25, but now we're going to shove them all into one class.
Because there's only one teacher to cover.
There's only one teacher, right.
A large group.
And so that's really bad for students.
So some positions are going to go unfilled. Are we expecting any more layoffs on top of that?
Right now, we're not. Now, you know, some of the, you know, fiscal conservatives would say that depending on the teacher's contract, depending on this pension payment, that ultimately what the school district needs to do is to lay off massive amounts of teachers. One piece of perspective is that between 2019 and 2024, Chicago Public Schools added more than 9,000 positions.
Yeah.
Now, some fiscal conservatives would say, okay, we don't have the same federal, you know, COVID money. It's now time to cut. Other people would say that Chicago Public Schools has historically been very understaffed, and I mean really understaffed. Like when you talk about like ratios of like counselors to students and social workers to students, we're still above what is recommended, and we're way above what's recommended for school districts that serve mostly poor kids. We have larger class sizes than, you know, the state recommends. So we still don't have enough staff, but we're much better than we were 5 years ago. However, you know, given that financially we don't have the money, the question is, what do you do? So these are going to be the hard decisions that are going to be, you know, unfolding over the next...
So much uncertainty for the students.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So you could wind up in a scenario where the school district says, listen, we got to pay these bills. We got to pay the teacher raises. We got to pay the pension payment. We need to lay off, you know, 2,000 people. I don't think that will happen.
Yeah.
Mayor Brandon Johnson has said that's not happening under his watch. I think he'd rather the school district take a loan, even though Chicago Public Schools has a whole lot of debt. I mean, $9 billion worth of debt.
Exactly.
That's what the school district carries, $9 billion worth of debt. That's a whole lot of debt. That's a lot of money that the school district pays to banks that could be going for education.
Well, we're so glad you're covering all this. That's WBEZ Education reporter Sarah Karp. You can read her reporting. It's online right now at WBEZ.org. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Ellie Gilbert Bear. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Max Lubers. Reset brings nuance to your news cycle. If this sounds like your thing, make sure to subscribe. You can also check out our full archive of conversations at WBEZ.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again this afternoon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.